listener.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
sing. Mr. Grown-Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like bald.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
Hi, Mini Beanies.
Today we've got another show and tell. Woo-hoo. And today we are with Zhuhao. Hi, Zhuhao.
Hi, Zhuhao.
Hi, Zhuhao.
Hello, Beanies. I am Zhuhao. I am 6 years old. I love your podcast. I hear all the episodes.
Oh, that's great. We'd love to hear what your favourite episode is.
Ooh. All the episodes. Wow. That's so many.
I don't think I've heard all the episodes.
No, and we're in them.
My favourite animal are cats and dogs.
Oh, cats. Ooh. And dogs.
You know who else likes dogs?
Laura.
Me.
Laura.
And Professor Know-It-All likes dogs too.
And Mim, you like dogs as well.
I do like dogs. I used to not like dogs because I was a bit scared. Mm. But then I met King Louis. Mm-hmm. And then I also got my own dog called Rosie. And now I love dogs.
Yeah, dogs are the best.
And Michael, you've got a new dog at your house.
Yeah, we do. We've got little Ernie.
Yeah.
Little Ernie. Ernie's cute. When Ernie sees you in the morning, he gets really excited, kind of like he's forgot that other people live there. So he's just like, oh, it's my friend again. And he gets really pumped up in the morning.
Laura, does King Louis make any funny noises?
Well, King Louis doesn't really make very good dog noises. I think he doesn't really know how to be a dog. So when he...
Because he's a king.
He's a king, yeah. So he doesn't really like do a whole lot of barks, but when a ball goes under a cabinet or a couch or something, you've heard the noise that he makes.
It's good.
Yeah, he goes... I know that sounds really strange, but he kind of sounds like a magpie because he goes...
And he like bobs right down and puts his little paws right up against the table or whatever the ball's gone under and then just like looks at it.
It's so strange. He doesn't really know how.
I suppose that's what happens when, you know, royalty just becomes removed from the common dog.
I love dogs because I throw something away. Dogs will catch it. And give me.
Ah, fetch. You're playing fetch with them.
Yeah. Hey, does the new puppy Ernie know how to play fetch yet?
He does. He does. He quite likes fetch.
He's very advanced.
Yeah. He also likes to play sometimes when you're playing fetch. Go get the thing and then pretend to give it back, but then run away with it.
Oh.
Be like, oh, yeah. Nice game of fetch we're playing. I'm just going to bring the ball back. Psych! And then run away. And then be like really excited.
Is Rosie good at fetch?
No. She's not good at most things.
She's good at taking other dogs' things.
Yes, she likes to take another dog's ball. But if another dog is not playing with it, it's not interesting. So she has like 20 of her own balls, but she won't play with them.
No. Mm-hmm.
I want the ball that you've got.
Mm. Mm. Louis likes fetch, but only because he thinks it'll get him treats. Because when he was a puppy, he didn't really understand fetch, but he really likes treats. So he's pretty easy to train, except now that anytime he does anything, he wants a treat.
I love cats because cats are cute. Kittens are the cutest animal in the world.
Yeah, kittens are pretty cute.
They're
so small.
Yeah.
Kittens?
I had a kitten when I was a little kid, and it used to do this thing where it would try and get milk out of pillows, and it would like move its hands like it was kneading bread on the pillow and then like suck on the pillow and just be like,
aww.
And we were like, you're not getting milk out of that. But it did it its whole life.
Really?
Yeah. I love seeing videos of cats doing that to other animals. Like sometimes they just feel like they're doing it, but it looks like they're giving them a massage.
Yeah.
So sometimes you'll see these videos of, you know, a cat and a dog, and this cat's on this, you know, big bulldog or something, and just like giving it a massage. And in, you know, the voice in my head's just like, Now just relax into this. Breathe deep. There's some pretty big knots here that I'm just going to work through.
And then internally the cat's probably like, where's my milk?
Yeah.
My question is, what are your favourite animals?
Oh, I think we all know that one. I think all of our favourite animals are dogs.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Puppies! Yeah. The same as you.
Hey, because we already know our favourite animals, if you were an animal, what kind of animal would you be?
Ooh, good question.
I think I'd still be a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would.
I think you would be.
A dog.
I think you've got to figure it out.
Although sometimes some people say I kind of remind them of a meerkat.
Mm.
I also get meerkat a lot.
Is it because you stand a lot?
I don't know. I'm just constantly standing.
Unlike everyone else that doesn't stand.
Yeah, I know. Like, you know, you stand more. He's like, wow, Laura's really standing just like a meerkat.
Just like a meerkat.
Look
I'm
at
not
her,
sure.
Her meerkat-like features.
I don't know if it's because I'm quite alert. I'm not sure why people say meerkat. I've never seen it personally.
You like to stand on high things and keep a lookout for the rest of the family.
I do like to keep a lookout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I have kind of noticed that. We might be eating somewhere and then you'll just like stand up on the table and keep a lookout. Keep a lookout for any danger.
That's it. That's probably why.
And then you'll tell us to get into the hovel whenever a tiger comes around. Yeah.
The waiter will be like, please sit down, miss.
I'm like, oh, it happened again, didn't it?
I don't know what kind of animal I would be.
Maybe a raccoon.
I do like raccoons.
I know you do.
Yeah. I like them because they look like little bank robbers. They've got like little bank robber faces. And when they eat, they like to make their food wet so it's like mushier to eat. So they kind of like pick it up and put it in the water and then it's like they're washing their hands. And if you go on YouTube, you can find a really funny video of a raccoon trying to do this with fairy floss, but because it's made of sugar, it just disappears. And so he like picks it up and puts it in the water and then he's like, oh, it's my fairy floss! And just like panics. It's so funny.
What animal do you think you would be, Michael?
Now that I think about it, I think a good life would be that of a seal. A lot of the time they're just laying on the beach, you know, with the family, go for a swim, do a bit of fishing.
Mm. You like swimming.
I do like swimming.
And they applaud things. And I feel like you like to appreciate things.
Yeah. By applauding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also kind of think.
Yeah, I'll just kind of see something I like and look at it and clap in its general direction.
See Ernie the dog fetch.
Well done.
Well done.
A bowl of spaghetti.
I'll do it to myself. No one else will be there.
Laura standing on a table.
Oh, a real good fart joke.
Well done.
I also think you kind of remind me of a giraffe.
A giraffe.
And not just because you're tall, but because giraffes, because you're tall, but also because giraffes kind of are just there, they're hanging out, they like to eat a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you
Have you ever seen a giraffe fight another giraffe?
Well, I was just about to say, I have disagreements the same way that a giraffe does by simply kind of hurling my neck in their general direction. And it's not that hard either. It's just kind of like a strong, it's kind of like a soft headbutt, but just repeatedly over and over again. And that's just how giraffes have disagreements as well.
I feel like we should put up the video of the raccoon trying to eat the fairy floss and giraffes fighting so people can see.
Yes, on our Instagram. And what's the Instagram?
At the Beanies AUS.
Yeah.
And we should also put up a photo of Laura just standing on a table.
Great.
Yeah.
I also want to visit you at your shows.
Oh, that'd be nice. We've got lots of shows coming up. Hopefully we can see you at some of them.
We do have lots of shows coming up. And where can you find out about our shows, everyone?
On our website, on our live shows page. We've got a tour coming up.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, we're going to be on tour.
So our website is www.thebeanies.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got lots of live shows coming up. So go have a look and hopefully we can see you soon.
Yay!
My beanies.
See you later. Thanks for coming to Show and Tell.
Hope we can see you at a show soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you have a question for the beanies like, What is your favourite dinosaur?
Do you have something to show the beanies, like?
I have a pet puppy dog.
We want to hear from you, so ask your big person to help record your voice and send it to the beanies.
Send it to hello@thebeanies.com.au.
And keep listening to the Beanies podcast to hear your own show and tell.
We can't wait to hear what you have to show and tell us.
Maybe we should say thank you when we
sing. Mr. Grown Up went home for spaghetti.
And close your eyes and wake your imagination.
I do like balls.
The board in the car.
Let's ask.
Professor Know
It's
All.
What's the finest specimen you have?
It's relish.
Oh,
man.
Mamma mia. Now the Mona Lisa has the blues.
This is the Beanie Show and Tell.
A listener production.